here we talk, we can't talk in sequence because the members sometimes have to go away and not here, so it's not possible to put all the talks in series. But whatever talks we are here, it's relevant, so we make it that way. But today's talk is part three of the meditation and life, series of talks. The part one and part two is on the web. Just type Buddhist Meditation Society in one word, it will take you there. All the talks are there. So tonight's talk is the about meditation and life, which is the part three is the impersonal nature of things, anatta in Pali. Buddhism is intelligent, sort of way of living. And when I say intelligent, doesn't mean you have to have a degree from the university, but intelligent as in life experience. It is an intelligent way of living. You can understand with intuitive understanding, then you can really understand it. And but otherwise, you can't separate the reality, because it is so fine. As I go, you will see. We say impersonal in a sense, or in other words, anatta actually is non-self, not self. And you may ask, you are you and you're yourself and all of you are yourself as well. How can we be not ourselves, So that's why Buddhism have to have this intuitive understanding of what reality is. So when we say this is me and that is you, in conventional reality it is true. In Buddhism it's a two level of truth. One is everyday conventional reality like you and me. You have your hair, that way of build, I am like this. We can't deny that. That is the reality. That is the truth. But beneath that is the like a computer, for example. We say that is a computer. And when we take the hard disk out and put the hard disk near the computer or separately on the other table, we don't call the hard disk as computer, but it's part of the computer. And then again, we take the computer apart, everything, take the case out and all the motherboard and everything, a disk drive and everything out, lay them on the table. We tell each component as this is the motherboard, this is the connecting cables, this is the USB cable, and this is the, so and so hard drives, CD-ROM drives, DVD drives, etc. We would say, but we wouldn't say that's a computer. Only when we assemble it, all in it, then we say that is a computer. So when we say, in a conventional reality, this is me, this is you, we can't argue that is true. But we have to go beyond that to understand where the suffering coming from. The main thing in Buddhism is to understand where the suffering coming from, like a doctor diagnosing a patient, what is wrong with the patient. All these unhappiness, all these misery that we have in life, pain, grief, sorrow, where it comes from. We need to understand this. Only then, when we have this ultimate reality realized, then we can overcome that. So now, to go on the ultimate level, we look at a human being, isn't it? A human being has a mind and a body, roughly, has a mind and a body. Without a body, it'll be different beings, can't be a human being. And then who can speak, who has eyes, ears, nose, etc. That is a human being. So that human being, that mind, that is my mind, definitely my mind, that what we're saying, is, contemplated when we are meditating. When we are meditating, this is the mind that we have, and we assume that this is my mind, and therefore I control it. And then we try to concentrate the mind on the breathing, the tip of your nose or wherever you want to, or the circumference of the nose, you concentrate on it. And after a while, the mind is going away into the thoughts, wandering off. If it is your mind, you ask the mind specifically for this task, concentrate on breathing in and breathing out, knowing that you are breathing in, breathing out. How come you can't do that? The mind is going away. Is it your mind? If it is your mind, like a little puppy says, sit, it'll sit there. And the mind will stay there. But the experience shows us that is not the case. When we're meditating, we're not winning. The mind is going away here and there, and then we are drifting with the mind sometimes. The mind is slippery, very tricky, very, you know, sort of a skillful way of taking you out, letting you drift into those thoughts. So we got to look at that mind from the ultimate reality with wisdom, intuitive understanding. Whose mind is it there? Then, isn't it, if we can't control it? Or what is the nature of the mind? We have to now give respect to the mind to look what is its nature. So the mind is like in a computer term, it's a memory sort of things, you know. If you have a lot of memory, it can, hold a lot of information in it and run the computer faster, that sort of things. It's memory of what we have heard, what we have seen, you know, our experiences since we have consciousness, since we were young, up until now. It's all going through the memory box, bringing in, you know, taking out one by one. Here, I can ask you, all of you, have you, any one of you,